Testing. Can you hear me? Check.
Oh, now I hear you. Wait, I'm not hearing you through my headphones. Hold on.
It just changed.
Is that better or worse?
Yeah, it sounds like a really, really cheap microphone. The other one's better.
My headphones aren't connected.
Will somebody show Shane how to use a computer?
Take your finger and do this. That's where the microphone is. It's down there somewhere. Shane, I did mute you and the buzz stopped.
Oh, it's my buzz though?
Yeah, it's definitely coming from you.
All right, now I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
That's way better. I like your hat.
Thanks. It's Christmas time. If you like my hat, you're going to love my socks.
Are those Kurt socks?
Oh my gosh.
Joe is wearing Kurt socks.
The better part of the gift that you guys haven't seen is the Kurt underwear. The matching Kurt underwear.
You guys, this is going to be like the greatest podcast ever. People are really going to tune in to listen to us complain about our back problems.
They're the cool guy. They're the player.
So Frank gave
it's
us...
It's like Shane, the sex ninja.
Thank you.
Because according to your legend, you are in and out and nobody even knows you were there.
So we should do introductions. So we are a group of high school friends, and we meet weekly in Zoom in order to stay in touch with each other and stay in contact and to just
mock one another.
Make fun of each other.
To keep from getting like quarantine cabin fever since we're in the middle of this global pandemic. I am Kurt, and what should I say about my... Let's each say something about ourselves. Shoot, I should have prepared beforehand.
Thought of something, yeah.
I should have thought of something to say.
Kurt's indecisive. That's what he is.
I am a software geek. Joe, you go next.
Yeah, I'm Joe. I'm in the opposite corner of the country than Kurt, and I work in the healthcare field. Some people would call me a social worker. I tend to think of myself as anti-social worker.
Shane.
I'm Shane. I'm in the middle of these two yahoos, and I'm the unemployed businessman.
Shane Sandwich. Joe, can you say Shane Sandwich?
All right, Frank, you're next.
Let's see. I'm a master that works at a large insurance company in the Midwest, and I still live in the same town that I grew up in.
So Frankie is the only one of us who didn't leave hometown. Poor guy. So we tease him about that a lot. But we like our hometown, all of us except Joe. Mick is next.
I'm Mick. I'm south of everybody except Kurt. I would be west of Kurt. And
we're being so secretive about
an ATM company. And I have severe back pain. The other night, I tried to get up to go to bed, and I had to crawl across the kitchen floor in the dining room to the room because I couldn't get up.
Wow. What do you have? You? I'm assuming you've tried many things.
Yes. But anyway,
is it lower back pain?
Yeah, it's back spasms, I guess you could say. I'm on a little, I got one of these little things going right now.
A TENS unit.
Yeah. And
a TENS unit.
TENS unit.
That can help a little, but
you know,
I remember
if you put
that
in front.
To me once. So that happened to me once. My story.
Always Frank.
My story. Yeah, Frank always takes us there. So. My story, my backstory is trampoline. Stay away from trampolines. My sister got a trampoline for her kids. I don't know. It's probably been 10 years ago, 8 years ago. And we went up and visited. And so I played on the trampoline with my kids and her kids for a couple hours. And a couple hours later, I was feeling it. I hurt myself. Just the impact. And we were supposed to leave my sister's like the very next day, and I couldn't get out of bed the next morning.
I remember you telling that story.
Luckily, it wasn't like a plane flight. It was just us driving home. So we just stayed longer, and I was laid out on my back.
We have an adjustable bed, and when I would sleep, I would put my feet up after, you know, if I'd run a lot, just to elevate my feet. But this time I just started putting the head of the bed up, not even 30 degrees. And it's been much, much better. So I don't know if you have like a foam wedge or something you could, it might
help. I have an adjustable bed, and I do use it quite often. my problem is I tend to, it's on a remote and it's not mm-hmm. attached yeah. to anything. So I'll just put it on my chest when I'm sleeping and then, you know, go about my business sleeping. Yesterday morning, I woke up in a V like this.
No wonder your back hurts. Is that how you hurt your back?
Certificate promotion. Of promotion.
84. Oh, is that your grade school thing?
Yeah. Hang on. I got something to show you guys. I'm going to go through it this week. I just got it the other day. So this is it's a whole book from when I was in the hospital. These are the news articles. There's a couple pictures, me in the hospital, but this is what you're going to like. There is cards in here from everybody, letters.
Sounds like some teacher took advantage of you and had a writing, made everybody write a note to you, this teacher. Well, that's cool. That's cool you got that. That's good.
Brought it to me. Found it in his basement in a box.
Wait, this just showed up?
Yes.
Why wasn't this in your possession this whole time?
I have no idea. I don't know why? If my mom had it.
How did your cousin end up with it?
My cousin put it together. But she gave it to my mom, I guess. My mom put it in a box that's been floating around the family, and it was in his basement. Wow.
So, have you ever seen it before?
No.
No.
This whole time.
That's funny.
Shane, you got some reading to do.
Cards. Yeah. I can't wait to find cards from you guys.
I don't think I remember one.
I don't think I didn't send you one.
Mine was a postcard, and it had a $20 bill stapled to it.
That's not worth anything anymore, Joe.
Yeah. My name made the paper. A 16-year-old youth remains in serious condition today after he suffered a shotgun wound to the arm Friday in an apparent hunting accident. Rural Route 1 was shot in the upper right arm while rabbit hunting with three friends at about 2:20. The shot apparently was fired by 17 of...
Are you kidding me?
Who was aiming at the rabbit about 15 feet away from...
The paper printed that?
And two others. And... It gives their addresses. We're hunting southwest of here when the incident happened.
It gave their addresses?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
606-111.
This was a different time. I can't believe the paper printed that.
I can't believe you just got that. I mean, that's...
I can't believe that either.
That's I mean, it's terrible that it happened, but it's cool. I mean, you get to read all that stuff.
I can't wait to go through the cards because I swear there's got to be... Because Joe was the only one I ever kicked out of my room because he made me laugh. And when he made me laugh, it made my stomach hurt. And I told him he had to leave. I said, you have to go outside.
I think you need to send thank you cards to everybody and explain why it's so late.
Yes. Sorry this card is so late. But my mom never gave me the...
My mom never gave it to me. It just got it.
Cards that came in.
It's nice to know that you're thinking of me.
So scan all that stuff and just throw that giant book away if you ever have to move it.
That's a big old honking book. Ain't nobody got time for a big old honking book like that.
I got somebody coming at the door.
All right. Hang on. See you, man. Delivery? Is it my Christmas gift? Frank, why are you dropping from our meeting?
I have to drop here in a little bit.
Why?
Why?
You got to eat dinner?
No, family.
Oh, are you guys having marital counseling?
No, that was yesterday.
Tell us more about that.
How does that make you feel? You're not coming back, Frank?
No.
Oh.
Sorry.
Frank didn't really want to come tonight anyway because it's Christmas week. So we appreciate the 56 minutes that you were with us tonight, Frank. Well, shoot. I was going to have Frank read to us from his prize. Well, at least, Frank, just for the podcast, tell us what your prize was, because we got to announce that to the listeners in case they care.
Someone, I think it was Kurt, sent me the Urban Dictionary, which is very helpful because living in living in a small town in Illinois, I have very limited verbal language skills.
So you had to send him the paper version because he can't use a Kindle.
That's right.
No Wi-Fi.
What's a Kindle?
Doesn't have enough bandwidth. So read us your favorite entry.
There's so many of them.
Did you look up?
Just open to a random.
Okay. A player hater. Do you guys know what that is?
No.
Of course.
Player. It's a derogatory term for a person who openly criticizes a playa. Is how you say a playa? Yeah, so it's kind of like Joe.
Playa is a different entry. You got to go look up that one first.
Sabotage a playa's game. I got to go look up playa.
Playa hater. What's playa? Tell us what playa is.
Just a second. That P-L-A.
It's probably right above playa hater.
Coming from a 15-year-old.
If it's alphabetized. I hate that Frank's going to leave the meeting and miss our contest today.
Player. Someone who uses someone else for... Oh, I can't read that. These words are small.
Get your specs,
Frank. Get some readers.
Does that say sex? Someone who uses someone else for sex.
That's a playa?
Or other favors.
Let the record Frank, show. Before you leave, did you watch any good TV shows or movies last week?
I saw, what's the one on Disney? I want to say Maya, but that's not it.
Mulan.
The live action version of Mulan.
I give it a 4-star. It was pretty good.
So, well,
I didn't fall asleep.
It's the live version of the cartoon, right? So have you seen the cartoon from when did that come out? In the 90s?
I may have with the kids, but I don't remember.
Well, that's a really good review. Thank you.
So
that's
you have
quality
Disney,
right there.
Then I take it, Frank.
Yeah, we got it free with Verizon. What?
If you have Disney, you need to watch The Mandalorian.
My kids watch that. I don't like Star Wars.
I don't care. Watch it and tell me what you think.
You know what it's I don't like about The Mandalorian, Kurt? That it's not like 2 hours long.
You want a movie. A lot of people don't want movies. Frank, just watch season 1, episode 1, and report back to us next week what you think. That's your homework.
I will.
Mandalorian, season 1, episode 1.
How long is it?
30 minutes.
It's like
40
minutes. 40
minutes.
It's like a TV show, dude.
Okay.
All right. Merry Christmas.
You guys have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Have fun. Frank. Sorry I have to leave.
We understand. You have a life. We get it. Go do your life. Family
thing.
Go
milk the cows and put the animals in the barn for the night.
Go milk the cows and cut the heads off of the chickens and feed your family.
Snow. We got snow going on out here.
Oh, cool.
Wow. That doesn't happen very often around here.
Snowing in Washington State.
I miss snow.
Yeah, I do too.
It does not happen a lot, but... It's nice when it does.
But you're super far north. It doesn't happen because of the coastline sea breeze or something like that?
The moisture comes in off the Pacific Ocean. It hits the mountain range, the Cascade Mountain Range, and drops all that moisture and snow.
So it doesn't make it to you?
Well, we're more likely to get snow than Seattle, which is west of me.
See, I'm dumb about that sort of stuff. I just think everybody north has snow and everybody south doesn't.
It's about where the snow is falling, just like the rain. Seattle sits in what's called a rain shadow, even though they always talk about Seattle rain. So here's Washington State, and this is the peninsula. So now here's the Pacific Ocean, right? So there's a mountain range, the Olympic Mountain Range. It runs down here, and then you come into Seattle, which is right here, and then you got the Cascade Mountains right here. This
is
mountain
this
range
size?
Blocks a lot of the rain from falling on Seattle because it forces it to drop the clouds to drop all the rain.
Wait a second. I lost sync. Are you telling me there are mountains between Seattle and the ocean?
Yes, if you don't count Puget Sound. Puget Sound is the ocean, but that's not the main part of the ocean.
Oh, so you're saying, so Seattle's on the water, but that's just an inlet. That's just a sound. And then there's
the sound,
mountains.
Yes.
There's mountains on the other side of that water and then the open ocean?
Yeah.
I don't think I ever knew that. Interesting. All right. So you guys want to play a game?
Yeah.
This is a trivia contest, and the winner gets a prize. We're going to try 10 trivia questions, and these are general trivia questions. You guys ready for the trivia party? Question number one. Name the biggest island in the world.
Australia.
That's not it. Keep guessing.
New Zealand.
Greenland.
Joe got it. It's America. Greenland. All righty.
Just so you know, I also read an article recently that said not everybody in the world agrees that there are 7 continents. In some parts of Europe and other parts of the world, they define continents differently and the lines are blurred. So a lot of times, some places say there's only 6. Some people say there's only 3 or 4.
Interesting.
That's a little piece of information for you.
It's also true that not everybody agrees at the number of planets around our sun.
True.
because different people, different groups define them differently. All right. Mm-hmm. Question number two. How many wives did Henry VIII have?
Seven.
Six.
It was six. Shane, did you know that or are you just randomly guessing?
Lucky guess.
Lucky guess. Okay, Joe and
Shane. Good guess, Joe. Good guess.
Joe and Shane.
You should watch The Tudors, so though. The Tudors is about Henry VIII. It's pretty interesting.
So Joe has a point. Shane has a point. Mick has yet to score. Do you guys? Actually. Okay, moving on. Question number three. Do any of you know what it's called when you open a bottle of champagne with a sword?
You can't do it.
Anybody?
Shearing.
Oh, not too far off, Mick.
Shaving.
Ooh, not too far off.
Sharding.
Getting warm.
Shooting.
Shane, you got any more guesses?
Chaining.
I didn't know this. I was going to be surprised if you guys knew it, but it actually makes sense. It's called sabering.
Sabering.
The next question is, do you guys know what color a giraffe's tongue is?
Black.
So I'm going to accept black. I'm going to give you full credit for black, but it's blue. It's either blue or black or both.
Okay. Yeah. I just saw a video the other day of a giraffe licking something. That's what caught my eye.
Why would a giraffe need a dark colored tongue?
Because it eats acacia leaves.
It has a long neck.
You're kind of in the right neighborhood, Joe.
Because it doesn't see the sun much.
That's the opposite of the answer.
It sees the sun too much.
The giraffe, you know how a giraffe pulls leaves? They like stick their tongue is like this long. It's enormous.
Yeah.
It's like 2 feet long. And so they like wrap their sounds tongue like around shame. Leaves and pull the leaves off of branches. And apparently their tongue is like sticking out a large percentage of the time that they're eating.
Like and my so, dog.
Like Mick's dog. Shane's got two. Joe's got one.
Now I'm still bringing up the rear.
Mick's still looking for his first point.
I'm trying hard.
I think this one's easy. What are baby owls called?
Owlets.
Yeah, Mick. Mick nailed it. Owlet. They can also be called nestlings. Owlets or nestlings. It is a tight race. Joe and Mick have 1 point. Shane has two. Oh, this is a good one. What color? You guys all listening?
Yep.
Mick looks like he's not listening.
I'm listening.
What color are aircraft black boxes?
Red.
Black.
Yellow.
Blue. Red.
White.
White.
Opaque.
Shane was the closest.
Orange.
Orange. Joe, what did you say?
I said orange.
Yeah, I said orange.
Joe
said
and
orange.
Shane said orange at the same time.
I said it before Shane did, but or at least in my,
no,
from my standpoint. But
no,
Mick
you
said,
did not from
Mick
my
said
perspective.
He already said it.
I said yellow. Once Shane said red, you said Joe said orange. Then I said
Shane,
yellow.
What
and
did you
Shane
say,
said orange
what
later.
Did you say when Joe was saying orange?
I said orange too, but I swear Joe got it out before me.
I heard you both say it. Okay, I'm going to give Joe that one then.
You need to quit cheating in Shane's favor.
Well, you got to realize we all have different...
I realize nothing.
We all have different delays in our network bandwidth. And
yeah,
so
we know. We got your speed test results last week.
We all have a different perspective of the timing of this meeting.
Mix is so fast. He actually knows what we say before we say it.
This is interesting. This one's historical. What did the ancient Romans use to dye their hair?
Blood.
Honey.
Yak spit.
Scorpion venom.
I like
sediment.
Where Shane's going.
Limestone rock.
Goat
crocodile
milk.
Blood.
I didn't hear you, Shane.
Goat milk. Donkey.
It's definitely a
an
byproduct.
Fat?
It's definitely a byproduct of an animal.
Is it poop?
Crocodile poop.
Is it yak poop? Poop? Donkey poop?
Scorpion poop.
It's got to be pee then.
It's poop.
It's poop. You
lion
just got
to
find the animal.
Oh.
Is it bird poop?
Yep. Shane got it.
Wow.
I
don't know how you can just say Shane got it when we're just kind of just throwing. It's not like any of us know the answers to these. We're not even guessing the answers. We're just process of elimination.
Joe, you had as much opportunity to say bird poop as Shane did.
Thank you.
I did not.
You
my,
think
my
I'm...
family does not let me use words like that.
I gave you orange already, Joe. I said orange before you, but I gave it to you anyway.
Like a good friend. This is a fun one. So what traditional, Mick, are you listening?
Yes, I'm listening. Sorry.
I want to be fair. It just looks like you're in another meeting.
Sorry.
What traditional Christmas decoration is actually a parasitic plant?
Holly.
Poinsettia.
Yeah, poinsettia.
Mistletoe.
Yes. Yeah, that's what I meant, mistletoe. I don't know if I'm thinking mistletoe. I'm sorry. The trees down here, and a lot of the oak trees down here have blotches of mistletoe on them. And
like that's, big why old... COVID's, that's why COVID's spreading out. Everybody's kissing everybody.
Yeah.
Well, how many points do I have, Kurt? Am I at like 9 already?
4.
Yeah, whatever.
So Joe needs to get the next 2 of the next 3, or all 3 if he wants to win.
Ooh, I don't want to win.
And, you don't want to lose. And Mick can't win if we stop at 10. Sorry, Mick.
Who cares?
I'm used to that, Kurt. Green.
Oh, what other topics do we have here? Oh, 80s. Okay, let's do 80s.
Back to the Future.
The best-selling book of 1981 was a book explaining how to solve what puzzle?
Rubik's Cube.
Shane got
Rubik's
it.
Cube.
That was super easy, guys.
What? Yeah, are you kidding? You? No, wait. I said that in my world. I had that out and was done speaking before Shane.
Oh, no, Shane not was, in my world.
In my world, Shane was... Way ahead
of you.
Like seconds, like in multiple seconds. Yeah. You know why? It's because Joe's on the opposite side of the country as me, and Shane is in between us. Joe and I are making a Shane sandwich, remember?
I'm going to win.
So I didn't realize that this could So
he's hearing the question. He is hearing faster the question than you. Completed before I am.
Well, not only is he
How
hearing
is that
it
fair?
Not only is he hearing it faster, but then his response comes back faster too. So like if it takes a second round trip for Shane, it takes double. It takes like 2 seconds round trip for Joe. That's crazy.
Because where I'm at, I totally beat him.
That's
Boy,
funny.
Your games, I'm boycotting your games from now
okay.
on.
So we can't do we can't do timed things again. Okay. I hope you all know this one.
Madonna.
What commercial was Michael Jackson singing for
Pepsi.
When he...
Pepsi.
Yeah, Joe got it. But everybody knew it.
Yeah, but I had to anticipate everyone's answer by cutting you off before you finished talking.
Oh, that was all the 80s. There was not that many. What else we got?
I think this game doesn't count anyway.
Pop culture. Well, the winner gets a prize. So, I mean, if that doesn't count, it doesn't
Send
count.
Send it to Frank.
Hey, I want the prize.
Yeah, you did, cheater.
I didn't cheat.
Uh-huh.
This is the last question. This one's kind of fun. I'm not sure I would have guessed this one. How many nephews does Popeye have?
3.
0. I was thinking 3.
2.
1. 5.
That's
4. You guys didn't get it. The names are Pip-Eye, Popeye, Peep-Eye, and Poop-Eye.
I figured the last one would be like Don or something.
I don't think I knew that. Does anybody know the name of the cat in The Simpsons?
Yes, but give me a second.
Scratch.
It's,
not Scratchy.
No. Snowball.
Yeah, Snowball.
And the dog's name was Christmas, wasn't it?
Santa's Little Helper.
Santa's Little Helper, that's right.
Joe got 4. Poor Mick got 1. Sorry, Mick.
And I Shane, should have had Rubik's Cube because I was Shane, right on top of that one.
Shane won the contest. This week Woo! And gets a prize mailed to him this week.
I don't want your prize.
And sore loser, sour grapes.
You're a cheater.
Well, this was a good learning experience because now we know that we can't do timed things over Zoom. All right. So next week we're definitely going to talk about The Mandalorian because I gave Mick missed this. I gave Frank homework to watch the first episode of the first season of Mandalorian. So we're going to talk about Mandalorian next week.
Watch the whole thing, both seasons.
We'll talk about it next week.
I haven't watched the second season yet because I'm still watching the Clone Wars.
Yeah.
Well, Joe, really you might want to watch it before
I'm
Monday so that we can talk about it.
Nope.
So you haven't even started season two?
No.
Well, can you
watch
it?
I wanted to
watch
the Clone Wars because I kept hearing things that there's a lot of stuff in Mandalorian second season that was a throwback to things from the Clone Wars. So I want to know what the throwbacks are.
The Clone Wars is the cartoon one, right?
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's better than the prequels.
Probably. Stop saying that. You can't compare a cartoon, an animated series, to the movies.
I can because it's better. It's one big giant storyline.
Oh, Lordy.
All right, got to go before you guys get into a heated argument.
Yep. See y'all later.
Enjoy your Christmas.
Hey, have a Merry Christmas, guys.
Yep. Oh, Merry Christmas. See you guys on the flip side.
See you guys.
So I guess that was our podcast this week. If you want to contact us for any reason, like corrections or suggestions or feedback or kudos, we created a email address. It's talkaboutdumbstuff@gmail.com. No dashes, no periods, no fancy anything. It's just all those words mashed together. talkaboutdumbstuff@gmail.com. And so if you got anything out of this, if you enjoyed it at all, come back next time. It may be next week or not. We are not making any guarantees about the frequency of this podcast. So thanks a lot for listening and see you next time.